What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, J. Will, owner of the J. Will Podcast Interviews and Commentary on RSS.com. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered a legal, health, tax, or professional advice of any kind. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast information. You may find the J. Will Podcast homepage on RSS.com. J. Will Podcast. To donate to the podcast, please find the donate feature on the homepage, or you may do so via Cash App at $JWillPodcast. Follow my music page at James Williams Music on Facebook, and also tune into my radio station, J. Will Gospel Radio, on Live 365. This podcast is brought to you by J. Will Music Production, LLC. For more information, please email me at jwillmusicproductionllc@gmail.com. This podcast is also sponsored by Charlie's Music Factory. For your recording and consulting needs regarding music, email Mr. Chris Crane at charliesmusicfactory@gmail.com. Today's interview is with D. Gott, who's the host of the Gospel Praise Mixdown, and it is with Desiree Fox. Enjoy.
It's that time once again, the Gospel Praise Mixdown. Welcome to the Gospel Praise Mixdown with your host, D. Gott. Who's on the line?
This is Desiree Fox.
Hey, what's going on, Desiree Fox? How are you feeling this evening?
Good.
You feeling good?
I didn't even get my name out right.
It's all good. So you mind if I call you Fox?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, listen, we're playing your single, God So Good.
Yeah.
I'm loving it, and the fans are loving it. So what do you think about that?
Oh, well, all the glory be to God, first and foremost. But that is truly amazing. It's an amazing song, and it certainly glorifies God and talks about my journey and a lot of people's journey. So I'm just glad it's being received well. Amen. That's
amen,
amazing.
Amen. I'm loving it. We're having the McDonald's moment. I'm loving it. Hey, so listen, now that I finally have you here on the show, can you tell the listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, I currently reside in Orlando, Florida. It's a little crazy with the hurricanes because I am from Canada. I am originally Canadian. I come from the Midwest. I'm a proud indigenous woman, which is amazing. I'm from the Plains Cree tribe, which I'm very proud of. So I come from Canada. We border like North Dakota, Montana. So that's kind of the general area that I'm from. Mm-hmm. It is cold. It is not of God right now. It is snowing and it is not of God. Lord Jesus, help us. My mom chooses to live there still. Why? I don't know, but she's still there.
Yeah, thank God for home. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. So, who inspired you to become a gospel artist?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? You know, there's so many great artists. My first love of music was Ella Fitzgerald. First, ever since I was a little baby. And I guess not gospel, but she was my inspiration, like growing up from the start. My grandparents love jazz music, so it sort of, you know, evolved into gospel. And gospel's more of been something that I personally just fell in love with. I was like, oh, this is church. I love this. So, you know, Kirk Franklin, of course, I'm a huge fan. And, of course, we talked about Hezekiah Walker, love Anthony Brown. Oh, there's so many artists. I could go on forever. Yes. Pamela Mann, Mercy. There's so many. I'm like, Lord, I can't even.
Yeah. And you know, you're right up in there with them. And, you know, you're doing a magnificent job. And it kind of, you know, put me in the mind frame of Mary, because I would mix
love.
It. I would
Sorry,
mix it.
Sorry, I interrupt. I need Jesus all the time.
I mean, I'm like, wow, it's an amazing track. So you said you did the vocal arrangements yourself, huh?
Yeah. Actually, my husband and I wrote the hook and that over the pandemic, believe it or not.
Okay.
It was, you know, kind of like that scripture that talks about praise God even in the worst of situations in your life. Mm-hmm. And it was a really hard time, and it was a really dark time, and, you know, for everybody, you know, relatively speaking. And we started writing the song just out of nowhere one day, and we were recording the demo in our little home studio. And let me tell you, we're recording, the power of our house goes out of nowhere. There's no like weather interruption, nothing, you know. Wow. Then the neighbor decides when we get a good vocal tape, he's gonna get the lawnmower out and do all kinds of stuff outside, and you name it, it was happening. The computer crashed, Logic, we use a Mac, right. It crashed. I was like, Lord, not today, Satan, not today. We are gonna get this song out, and it's gonna be great, and it's gonna touch people, you know. All the glory be to God, because it's his song, you know.
Yeah.
So
Of course. And it's funny that you used to say that, because one of my ears are out in my headset, and I just did an interview last night, and it was working perfectly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's why, you know, I said, let me see what's going on here. I'm like, devil, don't even try
it. He's a liar.
Don't even try it. But you're sounding good. Yeah, you're sounding good. You're sounding terrific. Yeah. So let me ask you, so we're playing a single. So what are you guys currently working on? Are you in the studio, or are you doing some engagements?
Yeah. I am in the studio. We took this year to kind of do the songs. We have a number of singles out,
okay.
And then we have a couple more we're trying to get wrapped up, hopefully by the end of the year, but you know how things go.
Right.
So, but definitely we have some songs, and then I currently sing at a church, doing worship lead and stuff like that. So there's a lot going on sort of in the meantime, just all around. It's just, I'm so blessed, truly blessed. God is good.
Well, we're definitely going to hold you guys up in prayer, because we understand. I definitely understand how it is. Yeah. So, you know, you guys hang in there and be encouraged, yep.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, amen to that. So I don't want to keep you too long. So how can our listeners keep up with you on social media and download your music?
Well, I'm on all streaming platforms, so whatever you like, whether it be, you know, Amazon or Spotify or iTunes, you name it, you can just ask for Desiree Fox, God's So Good, or any of my other singles, and it should come up.
Awesome.
You can even use it as a sound on Instagram and TikTok, so please challenge me.
Challenge you, huh?
Might get a girl dancing on TikTok, who knows?
That's so funny. You know what? I think I might even do that. I might even come on in and challenge you. I don't be on TikTok that much, but since you brought it to my attention, yeah, let's do it. Let's have some fun. Yeah,
I love it too.
So listen, when you guys finish your project, you definitely have to get some songs up here to me. And like you said, you have some more singles. You can always email that to me as well. So we want to get some more of your stuff in rotation, because that's what we do.
I love it.
Yeah, so drop me a line, D-God. This is what we're doing, blah, blah, blah. And you can even come back on the show, you know, if you want to.
I would love that. I would love to have my husband on the show eventually,
too,
because he's done some things, too, in Christian music. So, he's amazing.
Yeah, you guys are doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so before you go.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We're a good team. We're a good team.
Yeah,
God is good.
I can imagine. So before you go, can you just give some encouraging words to an up-and-coming gospel indie artist?
Oh, yeah, just never stop. Keep going. You know, because the devil is truly a liar. He is always going to whisper something in your ear, and you just got to rebuke him, firstly, in the name of Jesus, and keep plugging forward, you know, because believe me, some of my demos, if you heard my demos, you'd be like, really? That's the same girl? What is going on right now? But that's how the magic starts, you know. That's how, God works with you. You know, he'll give you an idea, and you just go, and you push forward, and you keep going. You don't stop, and you're going to get people that will discourage you, and like, oh, that's not it. That's this. That's this. You know, no. You know, that's just nonsense. No just means maybe.
Thank you so much.
It means maybe down the line, because what God's going to do with it, it's really up to him. If it's his, and you're truly, your heart's in the right place and aligned with God, and you're glorifying God through your music, God's going to do it with what he wants to do with it. And believe me, he's doing amazing things. So, you know,
Thank you so much, Desiree Fox. I appreciate
Thank you.
Yeah. So we family now, so we're going to keep in contact.
Amen.
And thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
And we'll talk real soon.
Yes. Let's.
Bless. All
right,
God bless.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview. Listen, if you'd like to donate to the podcast platform, please find the donate feature on the podcast homepage and follow the instructions, or via Cash App at $JWillPodcast. Don't forget to, if you need more information about Ms. Fox, please email her at DesireeFoxMusic@gmail.com or look her up on her YouTube channel. It's at Desiree Fox Music on YouTube. And don't forget to check out the Gospel Praise Mixdown with my man, D-Got. Until next time, may the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace.